Established in 2002, the Jamaica Intellectual Property Office, JIPO, is the primary government agency with responsibility for matters relating to intellectual property rights in Jamaica. It has the critical mandate to establish and administer a modern and effective intellectual property system, facilitating national development and economic growth. But what is intellectual property? Intellectual property, or IP, refers to creations of the mind such as inventions, literary and artistic works, designs, symbols, names and images used in commerce. IP is protected in law by patents, copyright and trademarks, among other tools, which enable people to earn recognition or financial benefit from what they invent or create. Executive Director at JIPO, Lily-Claire Bellamy, says over the past 15 years, the office has achieved several successes as it sought to live up to its mandate.
Since JIPO came into existence, we've passed a new legislation, which is the Protection of Geographical Indications Act, and Jamaica actually registered its first geographical indication, which was Jamaica Jerk. So Jamaica Jerk is our first registered geographical indication that's protected in Jamaica.
The significance of the geographical indication, GI, is that it recognizes the traditions of a country. According to the World Intellectual Property Organization, GI is a sign used on products that have a specific geographical origin and possess qualities of reputation that are due to that origin. Meanwhile, Ms. Bellamy says JIPO is currently working on the amendments to the Copyright Licensing Bodies Regulations 2015. The Act aims to bring transparency and accountability to the work of collective management organizations, CMOs, which facilitate a more beneficial relationship between copyright owners and users. JIPO is advising copyright owners and users to join a CMO, as this will facilitate them getting royalty for their work.
So you know when music is played on the radio, every time the music is played, there should be a list that shows what work is played so that that artist and all who are involved in the production of that work can get a benefit. So it's not just the benefit from buying the good, but it's the benefit from the work being broadcast.
Two important tenets of JIPO are public education and enforcement. As part of JIPO's public education efforts, officers of the organization visit institutions, communities and events and make presentations on the work of JIPO. They also offer in-house tours where persons can visit and observe the work of JIPO. For the enforcement of laws, regulations and policies related to intellectual property, the agency collaborates with the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF. Ms. Bellamy notes that Jamaica is a signatory to the World Trade Organization, WTO, agreement on trade-related matters affecting intellectual property rights.
So under that WTO treaty, we have a number of international obligations that we're supposed to do, which includes the protection of the border, so there are customs issues, and then there are also the basic issues of not infringing somebody's rights. So we work very closely with the Constabulary Force and the Counterterrorism Organized Crime Unit of the police deals with intellectual property crimes.
Executive Director at JIPO, Lily-Claire Bellamy. As the National IP Office, JIPO provides a central focal point for the administration of the following IP systems in Jamaica. Copyright and related rights, trademarks, geographical indications, industrial designs, patents, layout designs or topographies, new plant varieties, traditional knowledge and cultural expressions. The services offered by and activities carried out by JIPO are geared towards enhancing the capacity of individual creators and innovators, micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, corporations and institutions to create wealth through the acquisition and maintenance of intellectual property rights. JIPO remains committed to protecting the creative rights of individuals, organizations, and Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.